Masechet Eduyot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah He. This Mishnah will talk about fourth year produce called Neta Reva'i. The tree that grows fruit during its first 3 years is Orla. A person cannot have any benefit whatsoever from the fruit of those years. During the fourth year, the fruit has to be taken to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and has to be eaten over there. If a person cannot bring it to Yerushalayim, he could redeem it, put the holiness onto money, and then bring the money to Yerushalayim and eat it over there. Very similar to Ma'aser Sheni. There are two laws where we're going to compare Neta Reva'i to Ma'aser Sheni about the redemption of the produce onto money. When it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, you have to add 1/5 more value onto the money than the produce was worth in order to have the money be worth more when you're spending it in Yerushalayim, number one. And the second law is the Bi'ur Me'asrot, that during the by Pesach of the fourth and fifth year, all of the Ma'aser Sheni has to be done with. You have to remove it from your household. It has to be either used or you have to get rid of it, as we explained earlier on in Mishnayot in Seder Zera'im. Here we'll also elaborate on how that applies to the Kerem Reva'i or Neta Reva'i. Mishnah says, Kerem Reva'i, the fourth year produce of a vineyard, Bet Shammai Omrim, En Lo Chomesh Ve'En Lo Bi'ur. Say Bet Shammai, when talking about the Kerem Reva'i, the fourth year produce of a vineyard, there is no additional fifth that has to be added during the redemption process when you're trying to put the holiness onto the money. And there's also no law of removal. There's no Bi'ur Me'asrot. Bet Hillel omrim, yesh lo homesh v'yesh lo bi'ur. Say Bet Hillel, no, there is the addition of the 1/5, and there is the halacha that during the by the fourth and seventh years before Pesach, a person has to remove all of the items when it comes to Kerem Reva'i from his house. We'll mention two more halachot, and if they apply to the Kerem Reva'i, the fourth year produce of a vineyard as well. There's something called Peret, which is similar to leket. Peret means if a person, when he's picking grapes, some grapes fall off of the vine, he's not allowed to pick them up, he has to leave them for the poor people. And olelot is underdeveloped clusters full of grapes he has to also leave for the aniyim. So do those apply to kerem reva'im? Bet Shammai omrim, yesh lo peret v'yesh lo olelot. Say Bet Shammai, the produce of a fourth year vineyard is subject to peret and odalot like the produce of any other year. V'ha'anim podim le'atzman, and the poor people who acquire the peret and the odalot of the kerem reva'i, they can't just simply eat it, they have to redeem it for themselves if they don't want to take it to Yerushalayim. So it still has upon it the holiness of the kerem reva'i of the fourth year. U'bet Hillel omrim kulo lagat. Say Bet Hillel, no, all of this goes to the wine press, the entire fourth year harvest, including the peret, including the olelot. They're allowed to be kept by the owner. He's allowed to put all the grapes in the wine press and turn them into wine. He doesn't have to leave anything for the poor. But of course, then he has to either take the wine to Yerushalayim and drink it over there, or he could redeem it and then bring the coins to Yerushalayim and spend it over there.